The members of the Asheville band Secret Shame never really addressed the roots of their name, but when guitarist Nikki Gish talks about the music on the band's new album, Dark Synthetics, Gish reveals a personal secret that could have broken up the band.
I have a major mental illness, and I think that that played a part in a lot of what shaped that album.
The symptoms of Gish's bipolar disorder include simultaneous mania and depression.
During that time being untreated and then having this mental illness play out in the practice space, they were very much a part of my paranoia and my psychosis and the delusion that I was experiencing at the time. And so I think that shapes the music. Like, that's literally what they're feeling. And I feel like chicken wire and duct tape is the only thing that held it together.
Secret Shame formed 3 years ago when mutual friends recommended Lena Bergsdorf as the band's singer. To that point, Bergsdorf had only sung to her own acoustic songs and never fronted a rock band.
I didn't sing for the first about 7 practices we had, or at least I didn't sing into the mic. I would just kind of like hum loud noises to myself in the background, and everybody was like, do you even sing? Like, do you even want to do this?
But then, yeah, once we actually heard her sing on a PA, then we knew that we found the person for us.
Bergsdorf's stage name is Lena Machina. The band's bassist bestowed the entire band with last names referencing songs and albums from the band Smashing Pumpkins. But rather than playing grunge music, Secret Shame swims in what the band calls dark post-punk. Machina's lyrics complement the mania of Gish's music. They're rich in metaphor and active and at times violent imagery, tracing interpersonal torments. On tape, the voice resides almost in the background. Machina sees this as a way to hide during songs of intimate experience and emotion.
When we were writing Dark Synthetics, I had a lot going on in my personal life as well. To me, it felt kind of like this call and response between Nikki and I. It was like the guitar and the vocals were communicating, but not necessarily kindly. And now it feels like one big intellectual conversation that we're all having with each other.
To the band's surprise, an editor at the New York Times recommended a Secret Shame song in an August rundown of new music, and the band's Spotify followers grew from 25 to over 2,700 in the next 3 weeks. Gish is now on medication to combat the bipolar symptoms, and the band said its internal and creative lives are sunnier than ever, even if that's not quite so obvious in the music they're making now.
There's always things to write about, but it's no longer writing from a place of tension or escape. I despise happy music. I cannot stand listening to it, and we're never going to be writing it. At least lyrically, like, it could sound happy, but... God, no.
The music is like a playground and the lyrics are like a graveyard.
Secret Shame's album release show for Dark Synthetics is September 16th at the Mothlight in West Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.